Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And good morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. A windy Thursday morning in New York City and environs. I'm Lee Harris. We have Glenn Schuck and John Montone out in the field for us this morning. And today's the day the City Council is going to vote to shut down Rikers and replace it with four neighborhood jails around the city. This despite considerable opposition from those neighborhoods where the jails will be located. John Montone is live at City Hall this morning with more on that. John?
And Lee, Bill de Blasio's $9 billion borough-based jail plan means they'll bring the wrecking ball to Rikers. It'll also mean far fewer people will be locked up. The mayor has said that mass incarceration did not begin in New York City, but it will end there. And there are plenty of anti-Rikers activists. We spoke to a former inmate who said it was dehumanizing. She was subject to sexual harassment while there. Queens Councilwoman Karen Kozlowitz told us it was the most agonizing decision she's ever had to make, but in the end, it was the humane thing to do. She also said she got some perks for her constituents in return. However, another Queens councilman, Robert Holden, says rather than locking up fewer people, the city should be locking up more people. So he will vote no on the borough-based jail plan.
But they obviously have the votes to put this over.
Absolutely. It looks like a slam dunk to end Rikers Island as we know it.
And what is the target date for shutting it down?
Well, hopefully it'll still be in our lifetimes, 2026.
Maybe yes, maybe no in that case. John Montone live from City Hall this morning on the All Local. Cops say they've got the guy who opened fire on a Brooklyn playground back in July, killing one person, wounding 11 others. Glenn Schuck has more from the 73rd Precinct this morning. And why did it take so long to find this guy, Glenn?
Well, Lee, I think what you think about in a situation like this is witnesses fearful of coming forward when there's possible gang activity in this. So they don't want to come out and snitch and then be worried that somebody's going to be knocking on their door looking for them. So that's probably why this took several months to get resolved, and possibly still more suspects. But we do know this, that this guy, 20-year-old Kyle Williams, who actually only lives a couple of blocks from the scene of where the shooting happened at the end of July, is in custody here at the 73rd Precinct here this morning. Murder, attempted murder, weapons possession, a long list of charges. This was at the annual Old Timers Day block party that's gone on, Lee, for actually nearly 60 years at the Brownsville Playground on Christopher Avenue. They have it every summer. And this particular time in that shooting, 38-year-old Jason Pagan was killed. 11 others wounded in that barrage of gunfire. They ranged in age from 21 to 55.
And do they think he is the only person involved here?
Well, they had it. The NYPD actually put out some surveillance photos of women that they're still looking for. So I still think they don't have all the arrests in this case yet. They hope Mr. Williams may lead them to that. Again, but because there are alleged Bloods members involved here, they might not be doing that snitching we were talking about, but we'll keep you posted on that. But again, they do have Kyle Williams, 20 years old. He is in custody here at the precinct today.
And they are saying that he is the shooter.
Yes, he is the shooter, and shoot he did, multiple gunshots. And they believe Pagan, the person who was killed, who had actually just gotten out of jail himself in January, that he was the target of this shooting. And we should mention one final thing as well, Lee. If you'll remember back at the time, the mayor did not call this a mass shooting, which people even in his own party were pretty critical of that he didn't call it a mass shooting with a dozen people shot. But that is where we stand today.
Hi, Glenn Schuck, live from the 7-3 in Brooklyn this morning. A fire in a high-rise in Yonkers last night forced about 200 people out of their apartments on a rainy night. It broke out in the basement of 1841 Central Park Avenue. No word on what caused it yet. There were no injuries, but the residents had to spend the night at a nearby school. We have some video now of a guy the NYPD would like a word with. A 28-year-old man got into a verbal dispute with another man in the subway station at 34th and 8th last Saturday around 12:30 in the afternoon. The other man punched him in the face. The victim hit his head and was knocked unconscious. He suffered a fractured skull, and we will have video of the suspected puncher up at 1010wins.com. If it looks like anyone you know, the NYPD would appreciate a call. It's the annual Alfred E. Smith dinner tonight at the Hilton. Mayor de Blasio has RSVP'd. No word yet on the governor. The keynote speaker, former Defense Secretary James Mattis, and your MC will be Martin Short. You know when you hear a commercial and they say at the end really fast, prices may vary? That's because prices may vary. Case in point, the Taco Bell in Greenbrook, New Jersey. Nelson and Joanna Estrella went there last year, enticed by an offer of a $5 Chalupa Cravings box. They ordered two of them and were presented with a bill for $12.18 before taxes. The Estrellas said, how could this be, given that the $5 Chalupa Cravings boxes were advertised at $5? It's right in the name. But the management explained that prices may vary, and it said so in their print ads. The Estrellas are now suing Yum Brands. Their lawyer says they sustained an ascertainable loss in the form of time and gasoline wasted driving to Taco Bell, plus the $2.18 that they were charged over and above the $10 that they should have been charged, they say. Presumably, they are asking for more in the form of damages. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.